Jesus, Heiland, meine Seele, lass an deine Brust mich flehen, da die Wasser näher rausgehen und die Wetter heller sehen. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesus, dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Bring mich in den Lebensstürmen, bis vollendet ist mein Lauf, führe mich zum Siegermappen, nimm dann meine Seele auf. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Andere Zuflucht hab ich keine, sagen hab ich nur auf dich. Lass, oh, lass mich nicht alleine, hebe her und stärke mich. Oh, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergebe ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Nur zu dir steht mein Vertrauen, dass kein Ebel mich erschreckt, mit den Schatten deiner Fliege, sei mein Bettlos Haupt bedeckt. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Gnade um Gnade, voller Sehnung, sind in dir, o Jesu mein, lass die Heilung mich bestreimen, nimm gereinigt mich herein. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Du bist ja des Lebens Quelle, die den Durst auf ewig steht. Sei der Born in meinen Herzen, der zum ewigen Leben quillt. O, wie gut ist dir Vertrauen, Jesu dir ergeb ich mich, selig droben dich zu schauen, dein zu bleiben ewiglich. Each day I'll do a golden deed by helping those who are in need. My life on earth is but a span, and so I'll do the best I can. Life's evening's up, is sinking low, a few more days, and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. To be a child of God each day, My light must shine along the way. I'll sing His praise while ages roll, and strive to help some troubled soul. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. The only life that will endure is the one that's kind and good and pure. And so for God I'll take my stand. Each day I'll lend a helping hand. Life's evening sun as sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. I'll have someone in time of need, and journey on with rapid speed. I'll help the sick, the poor and weak, and words of kindness to them speak. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. While going down life's weary road, I'll try to lift some traveler load. I'll try to turn the night to day, make flowers bloom along the way. Life's evening sun is sinking low. A few more days and I must go to meet the deeds that I have done, where there will be no setting sun. We've done more for mankind in the 21st century than anybody. We've given them a truth, mm-hmm. and the tremendous price we had to pay mm-hmm. to bring them a truth. We've given them that unlimited lottery ticket. The whole world can have a lottery ticket. Everybody goes and buys a lottery ticket. Well, here you get it for free. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. We've given them that righteousness. We've given them a truth for this hour. It's the message for your day. This is that righteousness. And if you can tap into that, you get yourself a lottery ticket. You're still going to have to work, but the work won't be work. You've been enjoying what you're doing. Like, it's not going to put a bunch of money in the bank account. You're just going to do it like we did. Once I found a message for my day, he woke me up 6 o'clock, told me to go down to the trucking company and sign up. And that I had been doing for the last 20 years or so. And that's been my lottery ticket. Just driving truck, it really doesn't work. It's just a job that the Lord gave me, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That's how He gives you your lottery ticket. They give you a job that you enjoy doing. It'll make all your needs. He'll keep you safe on the road. He'll give you health and well-being. He'll do all that if you can only get yourself to a place where you can seek first the kingdom of God. That's the born-again experience. And then you believe the message for your day. And there is everything. But see, people are afraid of what it's going to cost. People are afraid what they're going to have to pay to be identified with Samuel Lorraine. So what they do, they chill out and they go look for a different for a different drought. And we got it right here. I just I was just thinking about that. It says, work while it is yet day, for soon the night cometh when no man can work. You can't work anymore. It's such a darkness out there. And the minute you try to help somebody, they'll turn around and stab you in the back. It's just the way it is. And just how we're living it. That's why Jesus said, work while it is yet day, soon the night cometh when no man can work. There comes a time when you can't do nothing. Everybody you try to help, they stab you in the back on the way out. And it's just the nature of the beast. It's just part of that. Work while it is yet day. When the night comes, you can't work. Because the devil has infiltrated every aspect of society. Yes. He's got every hole plugged.
Mm-hmm.
He's taken all these churches. He's taken every aspect of society. And he's made the people drunk with the wine of that religious fornication. We just barely keep an hour head above the water. That's why we have to do what we're doing. The best thing the Lord did with me was tell me the same. You need to wake up in the morning and get up around 5 and pray in the day and sing in the day and have a conversation. That's the best thing that he could have done for me. I wouldn't want to live without that. I mean, imagine sleeping in when you can do what we're doing here. It's a dead life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps us going. That's what keeps our lips all trimmed and burning. And even at that, we have a hard time to stay the course. Got enemies galore on every side. You gotta watch that they don't trip you up. But that's just the way it is. When I think of my Lord and how he sought me, then I just think of his blood, how he bought me. And my blessings are more numerous than the stars up above. I am constantly aware of his love.
Constantly aware
that he is everywhere. In my soul there is no fear, for I know he's always near. And in my heart there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of his love. Now when the storm clouds of life around me rages, then I just cling to that mighty rock of ages. And to my soul he whispers sweet things from heaven up above.
Oh, I am constantly aware of his love.
Constantly aware that he is everywhere. And my soul there is no fear, for I know he's always near. And in my heart there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of his love. Now when the storm clouds of life around me rages, then I just cling to that mighty rock of ages. And to my soul he whispers sweet peace from heaven up above. I am constantly aware of his love. Constantly aware that he is everywhere. And my soul there is no fear, for I know he's always near. And in my heart there's contentment, like a piece of a dove. I am constantly aware of his love. How I choose to live this way, and you may wonder how I make it through the day. for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land or riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. All these earthly things, they will ruin and decay. But it don't matter, I don't need them anyway. For my treasure's over somewhere on the blue. I've given him my everything, now it's all up to you. Oh, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land or riches untold. Than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I would rather live for him more than anything I know. More than houses and land, our riches untold, than to live in this world and lose my soul. I tell you, my friend, I would rather live for him more than anything I know. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life's sinking sand. Now I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too high. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stay. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. I thought I could do a lot on my own. I thought I could make it all the day long. I thought of myself as a mighty big man. But I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains to high, the valleys to high. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to sing. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That's why I'll make Jesus my all in all. And if I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I didn't trust him, I'd be less of a man. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountains too high, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. That's why I'll make Jesus my all in all. And if I'm in trouble, on his name I'll call. If I didn't trust him, I'd be less of a man. I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
The mountains dry, the valleys too wide. Down on my knees, that's where I learned to stand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand.
That's the truth, and this hour, you can go out and do your own thing, but it don't.
Mm-hmm.
Down at the mountain, nothing. Especially at this hour. Doesn't mean that what you do for yourself, what you do with your own brain, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people, they got a lot of movements out there. They got churches all over the place. They think they're doing God a service, but God is not in them. It's not where it's at. You got to come to the end of yourself. That's the only people you want to fellowship with. People that have come to the end of themselves, that are searching for something,
mm-hmm.
that realize they can't do nothing on their own. That's the kind of people we like. Because we've been there, you know.
That's right.
We couldn't do nothing, and if we couldn't do nothing, nobody else can do nothing. You can only, what Jesus, you allow Jesus to do through you. There's a lot of people that got a lot of ambition. And they think, just like this guy here, thought he could do it on his own. Till he came to the end of himself, then he realized he's got to just have to depend on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we found out, and we found a gold mine in the Bible, because it says, therein are hidden all the treasures. Everything you need for daily living is sitting in the Bible. You don't have to pay for it, it's out there free for the taking. That's what we've done here. We've made a way. Ox that we butchered and slaughtered and kicked from pillar to post just so we could have a truth here this end time. And all people have to do is come on board and believe it, and God will do the rest. That's what we've been trying to tell you all along. You still have to clean up your act, because God will help you. God will, mm-hmm. He'll make sure your needs are met and your house issues are dealt with. And He did it for us. He'll do it for everybody. That's on this journey here. But it's all about Jesus at the end of the day.
Sure.
Without Him, you might as well just give up right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the truth has a way of marching on. It just keeps on going. And if you and I are not ready, the truth will march on anyway,
exactly.
With us or without
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
Just our a blessing that we found that out through our desperation. You know,
mm-hmm.
We didn't give up until we found it.
Mm-hmm.
And once we found it, we were under attack 24/7. That's what the devil hates about us, because he knows very well we found this end time answer for the end time here.
Mm-hmm.
He knows we're right on, and we know, and he knows we're exposing him. And his dirty tricks, and he don't like that. So what does he do? He does like the Muslims and the terrorists do. They terrorize us.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses religion. He uses religious people in the pulpit
exactly.
to do that very thing. But see, we've been trained. Like when I first became a Christian back in 71, man, I fell into many traps. I did a lot of stupid things, thinking I'm doing God a service. But see, the Lord allowed that to get me grounded and get my footing down to realize I had to come to the end of myself time and time again. And then he can direct you and lead you, and he led us by His Word. Because we saw something in He brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham. And without that, there's no eternal life without that. I was looking at yesterday. I think there's at least 20 churches or more here in town. And not one of them has eternal life. They're all just, they're Satan's weaponry of mad deception. That's why Jesus said at the end time, the deception will be of such magnitude that it'll deceive the very elect. What's he going to use? The devil will use churches. These people in the pulpit, they use them to deceive. Yeah, they can tell you 100% the truth. But it's what they don't tell you. They're not going to tell you what we tell people here. And we don't charge nobody. We don't expect nobody to give us any money or nothing. We're just doing everything for free
mm-hmm.
because it's the gospel is for free. These people, they want you to pay your 10% and they want you to pay your tithe and they want you to sell out to their church organization. But it's all just demonic. It's just mm-hmm. nothing in it. They have no eternal life. And these churches here in town, I just took it, no matter where, you can go to these churches if you want to. But you got to remember one thing, there's no eternal life in them.
Yeah, that's right. Amen. You know, something I read about what Brother Brenham said about Paul, the Apostle Paul. See, we know Paul, he persecuted the church and he received the revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ. And then he went into the Arabian desert for 3 years because he wanted to check out his revelation via the Word of God to make sure that these things are what the revelation that he received is according to the Word of God. And then he went down to Jerusalem after that. See, that's what he said, Brother Brenham. I never looked at it that way. But he wanted to make sure, Paul, when he went and he taught people that it was via the scripture, what he saw, mm-hmm. you know, that his revelation, what he has received, lined up with the Old Testament and everything. And then he went up to Jerusalem. And there's a lot of preachers out there. They're just yapping away. What they're saying does not line up with Scripture. Number one is God sent a prophet. And there is a reason why God sent that prophet. Number two is to turn you away from that pagan Roman baptism. Back to that faith of that apostolic baptism that they had in the early church. And people don't seem to understand that. They're steeped, so steeped and so blind at the Roman Catholicism. And that's why this whole world is in the state that it is in. There's fighting, murders, confusion, depression, mental illness, and all these. That is part of the Roman Catholic plagues that people are under, and they don't realize it. But when we say these things, they're so blinded to it that the devil doesn't allow them the light of the truth to come in. That's how deceived people are in this world, you know. Do you think that preacher out there in these churches out there are going to tell them the truth? I'm sorry. If they don't tell you that God sent a prophet, they are deceiving you. They are deceivers, and they are part of that Antichrist spirit. And that's just plainly putting it.
Yeah, we counted all the churches here in town. There's about 20 of them. And not one of them will tell you the truth. You could go out, you could go to church there if you want to, but I don't think when you're down there, you have not learned nothing mm-hmm. because they'll make sure that you never get it.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. I keep repeating it. And there's people that listen, but they listen to us for a while. And then we end up saying something that doesn't tickle their ears because the Bible says, and the last time they'll set up preachers, that they'll tickle their ears. It doesn't mean that they'll go make a preacher. All they gotta go over to this here church, and that church will find out it kind of tickles their ears a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where they go. And then after a while, they may say something that they don't like, so they go from this church to this church. They call it church hopping. That's what people do. And here, we got the gold mine right at our fingertips for free. All they gotta do is listen in. Everybody's got an iPhone nowadays or a computer. And all they gotta do is listen again, and then they got that gold mine. There is no eternal life outside of the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jack. You could go look if you want, but believe you and me, he'll just make sure that you never find it. And if you go tell that preacher about Brother Brenham, he'll run you out of town if
mm-hmm.
push comes to shove. That's what they do with the Hutterite. I went and told him that God sent a prophet. I told him that baptism that you have is of the devil. It has no value. It's from the Catholic Church. It was the birth of the Catholic Church when they introduced the Nicaea around 325 A.D. when they had that big council and Constantine made it law. From now on, you're going to get baptized in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, whether you like it or not. And that's how Christianity has worked for the last 2,000 years. And then the reformers came on the scene, and the devil, he never gives up. He doesn't sleep. and he doesn't slumber. And when the Martin Luther came on the scene, here they come with these antichrists. Mm-hmm. He come in to pervert the picture. And that's where these communities start rising up all of a sudden mm-hmm. throughout the world. And we've got the gold mine here, and all you have to do is list it, because out there, believe you me, you will not find nothing. They'll do everything they can to keep you away from the truth, from the real thing. See, you and I paid a price for this end time. The Lord had to drag us through every religious hellhole that's out there. That's all they are. They're religious hellhole, these churches are, because they have only one ambition. Behind it is the spirit of Satan to make sure that you never do find a real thing. And I had to put my life on the line to go find it. And then once I found it, I told people about it. And I found out people don't want the truth. They're content to like that old pig and that slop out there in that mud hole. That's all that people are interested. They do not want the real thing. And I know the proof is in the pudding. I've tried to tell them. And they run you out of town. They don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. It befuddles me, but then I keep reading the scriptures and I can see how Satan has infiltrated every aspect of society. Mm-hmm. It's that simple. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trembling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He had loosed his faithful light of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. 3 John. I read something yesterday. From the elder to Caucus, my dear brother, whom I love, and the truth. It's in the 3rd John. John, he was one of the originals that walked with Jesus. Dear friend, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health just as it is well with your soul. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to you to you are true, just as you are living according to the truth. See, you will notice here, it's all about truth. See, we tell people the truth. There's no wiggle room with truth. The minute you water it down, it's not truth anymore. For I rejoiced greatly when the brothers came and testified to your truth, just as you are living according to the truth. See, it's all about the truth. I have no greater joy than this, to hear that my children are living according to the truth. Again, it's the truth. See, we have the truth mm-hmm. here. And it rejoiced John to see and hear that his friends and his the people under his watch were walking in truth, according to the truth. Dear friend, you demonstrate faithfulness by whatever you do for the brothers, even though they are strangers. They have testified to your love before the church. You will do well to send them on their way in a manner worthy of God. For they have gone forth on behalf of the name, accepting nothing from the pagans. They didn't accept nothing from these churches out there. They're pagan. Mm-hmm. That Portage Evangelical Church and that Gospel Hall Church and all the churches, they will teach you, they will preach to you, they will entertain you, but at the end of the day, they will not tell you the real things that real matter for the day and hour we're living in. Yeah, they'll entertain you for a while, but they cannot and will not tell you the truth, because the Satan is the head of it. Satan is running that show, that religious show. Like I say, he's infiltrated every aspect of society. Therefore, we have to support such people so that we become co-workers and in cooperation with the truth. It's the truth. Go try to find the truth out there. They perverted the truth. They watered it down, and it's not truth anymore. I wrote something to the church by Diotropos. He did Diotrapus. They got these tugs in the church too back then. That was right early. In the early church, they had them already. I wrote something to the church by Diotropos, who loves to be first among them, does not acknowledge us. See? He does not acknowledge the truth. He was a troublemaker, but he was a high fluent preacher right in the church there, the Apropos was, who loves to be first among them, does not acknowledge us. He does not acknowledge the truth. Therefore, if I come, I will call attention to the deeds that he is doing, the bringing of unjustified charges against us with evil words. Not being content with that, he not only refuses to welcome the brothers himself, but hinders the people who want to do so and throws them out of the church. See, that happened back then in the early church already. How much more in this hour? If you tell people the truth, just like this guy here, he threw people out of church. He wouldn't let them preach. And throws them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is bad, but what is good. The one who does good is of God. It's just that simple. And the one who does what is bad has not seen God. It's the same old. Back then, they were the Antichrist. They were slowly coming into the church, and Paul and John, he was aware of it, because later on he said, there's many Antichrists that have gone out into the world. But see, they were onto it. Demetrius has been testified to by all. It's another guy now. He's a good guy now. Demetrius has been testified to by all, even by the truth itself. See, he lined up with the truth. All you gotta go, when you hear us say something, all you got to do, don't go to reason now. Don't go asking that Leonard from Delta and these tugs and these perverts and that guy from Acadia. Don't go ask them. Do what Paul did. Paul went into the Arabian desert and he took the scripture and to see if his revelation is right. Mm-hmm. That's what he did. Mm-hmm. Demetrius has been testified to all, even by the truth itself. And we also testify to him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have many things to write to you, but I do not wish to write you with pen and ink. But I hope to see you right away, and we will speak face to face. See, and it's the same old. It's what we're trying to do. We put our life on the line. We lost everything. We do exactly what the Bible says. You have left everything, and you have followed me. And then in the regeneration, when the Lord will come, he'll give you eternal life. And our work has not been vain. It's worth fighting for. We paid the price. And we went out there to find it. There was something in our makeup that we had to search it until we found it. And we found it after losing everything. We found it right in the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. And outside of that, there is no eternal life, because we keep saying, and we keep repeating it, what Jesus said, this will be eternal life, that they believed these seven angels. These people were just bogus of these angels, Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. They were just exactly what the Bible said. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin, the mystery of God should be finished. It's just that simple. Mm-hmm. Heavenly Father, we just read your word here. Just pray you'll give us the grace to expound on it, Lord. And we always want to be grateful, Lord, and thankful that you've given us here in these closing days of time something to do, Lord. You've taken us through the ringer, and you've allowed us to see the crystal clear picture of the end time, how it's rapidly approaching. You've given us right to the day when you will once again be coming back and take over the reins, and the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We are en route, and we know it's going to happen in our lifetime. So, Lord, we're eternally grateful that you've honed us out and you've allowed us to work for you, Lord. We just pray you'll help us to continue on in this truth here. Help us to be faithful and true to what you've called us to be, Lord. We just pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's what we're about. We're about the Lord's business. We're telling people exactly where we are in time, and we tell the people the truth, because once you water it down, it's not truth anymore. This is the gospel truth, just like it was back in the days of John. John had the truth for his day, and he saw these antichrists, and he saw them coming in, and he warned the people, as many antichrists have gone out in the world. Like we say, right after the Reformation, when Martin Luther, by the grace of God, well, actually that angel, took the vocal course of Martin Luther, and he put that Roman Catholic beast system out of commission to the much point a few years later, Napoleon threw that guy, that Pope, in the prison. But he didn't put the devil in the prison. Mm-hmm. He just put that Roman Catholic diabolical system that had been controlling through the Dark Ages. He took that guy in prison and dealt it a deadly wound and put it out of commission single-handedly. But see, the devil, he never stopped. He saw it. What John Martin Luther was doing, and he slowly began to send in these antichrist, these Jakob Uthers, and these Andreas Ehrenpreis, and these Peter Riedemann, and these Zwinglis, and all these people were doing, they were trying to invade and water down what Martin Luther came to do, to just to live by faith. I see it more clear and clearer every day, because I see how the devil works. I saw how he worked back in the garden. I saw how he worked with that early church, trying to infiltrate, and finally came in, and what first became just a thought of that deed, and eventually it evolved into Satan never gives up. He just keeps on going, and eventually became all that Christianity became, they became synagogues of Satan. That's again pitch. And then throughout the Dark Ages, all it was synagogues of Satan. And then here in his end time, he's doing the same thing. That church out there, these 20 churches we counted here, there's probably a lot more we didn't even count. But they're all just synagogues. They've evolved into synagogues of Satan. Now that you know that, we're telling you that, why would you go over there to get yourself entertained when all it is a synagogue of Satan? They have a way of manipulating. They have a way of telling you, kicking the can down the road, and they have a way of telling you, oh, there's some good things going to come out of the church. And all you got to do, you just got to come to church. There's some good things coming up the road here. There's a tremendous revival coming. Can you see a revival in the days of Noah? The only revival they had was that flood. Mm-hmm. And the only revival I see in the scripture that's coming here in the end time is that blessed is he that dies in the Lord.
That's right.
That martyrdom. That's the only revival there again. But yet they're telling the people of the church, here's coming a revival. All you just gotta do is stick with it. And if you're not in this church, when that rapture comes, you're not going into no rapture. It's how they deceive the people. Because Satan behind it, Satan has a mechanism. And just up the road here, as soon as that tribulation starts, in the tribulation, you're going to find out they're going to lock these church doors and they'll have a gullet on. Yet you can't get out there unless you lose your life. You're going to have to get your head chopped off. That's just the hour that we're now living in, and God, by His grace, rich and mercy, has given you and I the understanding of the end time, and that's all we're doing. We're telling people there's only one exit route, and that's the invitation to the marriage supper of life. You could take it or leave it. You could, like I say, you could go to these churches. I wouldn't stop nobody from going to church, but at the end of the day, you'll remember one thing. There's no eternal life in them, because they're not of God. They're of that antichrist spirit. Because Jesus said, this will be eternal life, that they believe on them whom I will send. And He sent these seven angels. And if you're not interconnected to these seven angels, to the ministry of these church age messengers, you have got no eternal life. It's just that simple. I don't know how simple you could put it. That's all we know. We're putting it out there. It was back in the early church when Satan began to infiltrate. He sent them his tugs and he's trying to water it down. And to the point where John had to come on the scene because he was kicking people out of the pulpit. He wouldn't let them preach to people of that truth. Yeah, how it started way back there. Now it's full blown. Satan has now managed for the last 2,000 years, infiltrated every aspect of society. He's got these churches under his wing. He's got these preachers under his thumb. He's controlling the whole smear. Now here we come along and we tell people the truth, and that's something they can't find, and it's very hard to digest the truth. So what do? They list for a while, and then they go back to their religious cesspools again, and they chill us out. They think if they cut us off and not list to us, then things will change, you know, like that ostrich. But they'll find out that thing out there, Satan has infiltrated it. He's infiltrated every aspect of society. That's why Jesus said the deception will be of such magnitude that it'll deceive the very elect. Right. Satan has built himself an infrastructure to do that. The very thing.
That's right. When you go through history, the truth has always been something that people fought for. You go back, like you read, John was writing, they were already defending the truth, protecting it from that Antichrist spirit, and then it evolved into Roman Catholicism, and even worse. And you can, as the Reformation, how Martin Luther received the revelation that just shall live by faith, that set that whole Reformation going, you know. But there was people that died and exposed Roman Catholicism before Martin Luther, but it was the revelation that dealt it him that deadly blow, that just shall live by faith. And that set that whole ball rolling, that Reformation. And you would think that it was all easy going. It wasn't. Like when writing the Bibles, translating them from Hebrew, from Greek, and all these other languages into English, that took a lot of effort on men like Tyndale. Like, he didn't even finish the Bible, and he was executed for and accused of being a heretic. And these men, they fought, and after he died, they made sure that that his Bibles were burned up and things like that. The Bible that we have today, you know, that didn't just happen overnight. That had to take a process of people that stood up for something that is real, for the truth. And they were, most of the time, they were executed for it, because Roman Catholicism does not like people to understand that they can have a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. They want to control everything. And that's the way these churches are, because those churches out there are a little hearted harlots. In the end of the day, they want to control you. Body, soul, mind, and spirit. They want to take it all. That's the devil for you. And then, I've been to these churches, you know. Sometimes I've had the opportunity to go there, you know, and my soul and my spirit was never comfortable there. I don't understand how people can sit in these places, but some people just maybe are not spiritually sensitive. But, you know, the first time where I ever felt this is where I belong, when I came to the ministry of Brother Jackson, then my soul, my spirit said, oh, I found it. I found what I was looking for. And my soul rejoiced because I knew I had found a righteousness for my day and hour. And you know what? Ever since that, you know, I didn't even look back, you know, at these denominational system out there. And when you will know history and how the devil works, that Antichrist spirit, and how he's after the truth, that's why he's after us, you know. He wants to shut us down. And he'll use anybody he can because he knows we have the truth. And the truth exposes him. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like that. And but you know what? We're ever so grateful because we didn't just come upon this. It was the Lord that walked us through all these systems of religion out there, from the Hutter rites down to whatever you have out there. The Lord walked us through it, and we know what it's all about. We know the truth, and we just want to let people know that. And if they're interested, and if they're hungry and desperate, they will hear us, because it says, he that is of God heareth us, and he that is not of God heareth us not. Because we're just telling people the truth, and we want people to be set free from that Roman Catholic apparatus that has infiltrated every aspect of society out there, from the Protestant down to whatever denomination the church there is. The Roman Catholic has infiltrated everything, down to the politics. It's all infiltrated.
Amen to that. And see, when they hear about you and I, automatically the devil mm-hmm. has took that opportunity. And when they hear about us, oh, he's that guy that left his family back in the colony, and he went and he moved in with his young girl. That's the image that the devil mm-hmm. plants in front of them. Little do they know that the Lord set this whole episode up to send them out, to send the people that are not real, to give them an opportunity to send them out to hell and death. They don't sit back and they don't want the truth. They don't realize that they try work overtime to get me out of there. They were ready to put me in handcuffs, but they had to go to the court to do that. They had a sergeant in there. They worked overtime mm-hmm. to get me out of there. And I sat as long as I could, and then the Lord said, Sam, just leave him alone. I'll deal with it. And now what they did, they took this opportunity, and they lied about it. That Mike from Summerfeld, when all of a sudden his eyes were open to realize what he'd done, instead of repenting and taking it back, what does he do? He even digs himself a bigger hole. Oh, he didn't want his family anymore, so he set it up that we'll have to terminate him and excommunicate him.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the devil does. And now he's got a picture, an image in front of the people. Oh, he's that guy, like that guy that stepped in here the other day. He's that guy that left his wife back home, and then he moved in with his young girl. That's the image. Now, we're trying to tell people the truth. That's not what happened. I was terminated, and then the Lord set it up that you and I come together to continue on with the program. Mm-hmm. That's the truth of the matter. Mm-hmm. But he can't tell the people the truth because they're not of God, so they tell people a lie. Just like we read the other day, they hate the truth. So what they do, they love the lie. You could go read it over and John chapter 3, this is what's going to condemn people. This is what's going to send people to hell. The truth was come. We're telling people the truth of the matter, but see, after a while they chill out and they make themselves, you find somebody that'll tickle their ear because they don't want the truth. They hate the truth. This is going to be the judgment. This is going to be the condemnation. This is what's going to send people to hell. The truth has come, but they love the lie more than the truth. They love to get their ears tickled, and they love to hear what the devil has mm-hmm. to say. And we're just trying our level best to tell people the truth, and you can do whatever you want with it. I'm thinking about this for sure. You will have heard the truth.
Mm-hmm.
See, like I say, this is what's going to condemn people. This is what's going to send them to hell. The truth has come, but they love the lie more than the truth. Because their deeds are evil, their intentions are evil, just like this guy I read here back in the days of John. He had bad intentions. He came in and he tried to kick people out of church. He wouldn't let the real people preach. And John said he's mm-hmm. going to come and he's going to deal with that situation.
Mm-hmm.
It was way back then. And John, He was one of the originals. And then, like I say, that Satan, he never sleeps. He never slumbers. He always has his tugs working for him. And he sends in these antichrists. That's what he's been doing for the last 2,000 years. And all you and I are doing, we're just holding the line on the things that have been firmly established through that angelic ministry. Because these people, Brother Branham and Brother Jack, they were just the vocal cord of that angel. But in the days of the voice, they were just the voice of that angel. That angel didn't talk to tons of people. He just took that one, just took Brother Branham's vocal cord, and he spoke to the people. And then the people just spread it out. And the same thing, when he went out to sea, that angel took the vocal cord of Brother Jackson, and he continued on with the program. And that's all you and I are doing. We're just holding on to the fort to make sure that the things that have been firmly established are kept alive. That's all we're doing. And now you can come on route, and you can get yourself a ticket to glory into the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's all that's left. Once that rapture happened, there's only one thing. There's only one kind of revival coming, and that's the Gulaton. That's it. You're going to have to give your life to get onto that sea of glass. It's just that simple. See, you and I, we have to full consecrate. We're not going to tell people there's something good happening, going to come. If you're not in church, you're going to miss it, because it's a lie. We can't tell people the lie. We can only tell people the truth. That's what we're doing. That's what the Lord honed us up. Tell people the truth of the matter. Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you. We give you thanks, Lord, for everything you've done for us, for where you brought us to, when where you brought us from, Lord. And oh, I asked you some time back, Lord, why you put us together, and you give me an answer. You told me to preserve this truth, Lord, and that's what we're doing. No matter what Satan, the lies that Satan tells people, Lord, why we are together. But the truth of the matter is to preserve this truth and to continue on in the things that we have been taught, Lord, because we know we have an enemy out there, an adversary, Lord, that is going about the house of God and seeing who he may devour, Lord. So we pray, Lord, for the grace to be steadfast, Lord, to continue on, Lord, to keep us sober and vigilant, Lord, so we can be aware of the vials of the enemy, Lord, and be on top of that, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.